Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kovav. We will begin on Tav Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, the second line. At the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara quoted a brisa about a situation with making Havdalah, and the Gemara had spoken, and the Gemara taught us that from that brisa, the Gemara said we could extrapolate 8 halachas. One of the halachas the Gemara had said we could extrapolate was that one may not use a kais pogum, a kais from which somebody drank, for havdalah. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, tama pogmoi, that if somebody drinks from a cup of wine, it makes a pogum, and therefore not usable for a bracha, the kais a bracha, and that every kosher bracha requires a minimum shear, really chadim milsahim, really a one and the same halacha. Because says the Gemara Hachikamer, this is the way to understand the brisa. My tama pogmoi. What is the reason that if somebody takes a taste from a cup of wine, it becomes pogum, and once it becomes pogum, it cannot be used anymore for birchas mazon? And therefore we learned, since that is the case, if somebody only has one cup of wine, he should say both Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah on the same kais. It all emanates Mishum the kais HaBracha Tzarech Shir, because since the kais HaBracha requires to be a minimum of revius, so as soon as I drink from it, I don't have a revius. And that's why I won't have enough wine left over to do, if I use a Favdol, to make Birch Samazen. So it has nothing to do, says the Gemara, with Tamay Pagmay. It's just because that the Halach is that the Kais has to have a shear, and when I drink from it, I don't have the shear. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, explained the Rishonim, it could very well be that the Halach is that Tamay Pagmay. To say that this brisa is the reason how we know Tama Pagmai, it's not compelling. All we know from this is that if we have a cup that doesn't have a revius, it can't be used for Birchas HaMazon or Havdalah. Says the Gemara of Yaakov, Idi Kopid Achatz Bepegima. He was makbid that even the barrel from which somebody drank wine becomes a kos pogum and cannot be used anymore for kosher bracha. Ravidi bar Ashi b'sheisha kop la kos of gima. He only was concerned about a cup. That if somebody drank wine from a cup, then the halach is that it becomes pogum. But if somebody drank from a barrel, it wouldn't become pogum that way. And Rav Ashi, on the other hand, kopid afila chavita kpigimta. Even if the large barrel, not just the pitcher, but the large barrel from which they drank the wine, somebody drank from that directly, the halacha is that it becomes pogum. But the Rashbam says that since the very maskal kopid, since a Gemara keeps on using the word kopid over and over again, says the Rashbam, that's a proof that this is only a kpeda. This is only something that we should be careful about. But if there is no other wine available, says the Rashbam, then we should use wine that's pogum rather than not use wine for Havdalah for Birchas HaMazon. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says, why did we say that in the previous year, and we referred to this already in our shiur today as well, that if somebody only has one cup of wine, he should say Havdalah and Birchas HaMazon on that one cup of wine, the halacha, shouldn't we just take a kais pogum? So the fact that the Gemara never gave that, the Braisa never gave us that advice, is a raya that we can never use a kais pogum under any circumstances. But then Tosfos, the very maskal kofbid, says Roy Rashbam lismachla b'shas atchak, that we can rely on the Rashbam if we have no other wine available to use a kais pogum. the Rabbeinu Yoel, who's quoted in the Torah in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Pei Beis, says that under no circumstances should somebody use Yayin Pogam, even if he has no other wine. But the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Pei Beis Siv Zayin Paskins B'Shas Atchak B'Varchem Akois Pogam. And apparently, the halacha is that if there is no other option, we could use a kois pogam. Furthermore, the Rashbam says that this that we're discussing, that one should not use a kois pogam, it's only regarding a kois shabracha, havdalah, birchas hamazon, kiddush. But let's say somebody's just drinking wine. And of course, before you drink anything, you have to make a bari pri agafin. The halacha is, of course, you make a bari pri agafin, says the Rashbam, even on a kois pogam, because osu lahenes ma'anam haza b'loi bracha. And therefore, the halacha is that you should, of course, make a bari pri agafin, even on a kois pogam. So if that's the case, discusses the Miri, as we're going to learn in our shiur today in Mirza Hashem, that the Kiddush that's recited by day, the entire Kiddush is just the Bari Pri Agafen. And that was saying that to make a Bari Pri Agafen, you can make on a Kais Pogam. So why can't we use a Kais Pogam for Kiddush by day? Says the Meiri, that even though, as we're going to learn soon, the Nusach of the Kiddush that's recited by day is indeed just the Bari Pri Agafen, we should not look at that place, we should not look at that just as a Bari Pri Agafen. We have to understand that that is a kais of Kiddush. And a kais of Kiddush, even though the bracha is only just a Bari Pri Agafen, it's still a kais of Kiddush, and a kais pogam should not be used. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Simen Hei and Sivav, two ways how to correct the kais pogam. One is to take wine from the kois pogam and pour it back into the bottle of wine that you began with. And that's how the kois pogam, that's how the wine that's pogam will be corrected. Or to take some water or wine and pour it into the kois pogam, water or wine, which is obviously not pogam wine or water. And that's how you correct the kois pogam. However, there are big discussion what is better and why they work. And many Paiskim suggest that Bach says that the best thing to do is take some wine from your wine bottle, pour it into your kois pogam, and after you pour some of the wine from the bottle or the barrel into kois pogam, then pour the entire wine back into the barrel. Of course, all of this is only an option if you have not consumed wine directly from the cup, because otherwise you may not want to put that back into the bottle of wine. Another point that the Mishnah Brewer makes, quoting the Achronim, that if somebody has a smaller cup than the original cup that he used, then so pouring the wine from your bigger cup into your smaller cup also is a way of correcting that wine should not be considered anymore kois pogam. Continues the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "Zochres Yom Shabbos l'katshay." Says the Gemara, "What does this pasuk mean? Zochreu al yayin, that you should make kiddush on a cup of wine as Shabbos begins." As Tosfos explains, the pasuk when it says the word zechira also refers to wine, as the pasuk says in Hosea, "Zichroi ki yayin levana." Or there's a pasuk in Shir Shirim, Naskira doidecha meyayin. So we see that Zechira and Kiddush travel together. It's also important that Tosfos points out in the very Maskil Zechreyu that Zechira is the Kiddush. This that we say Veichula and is not the main point of Kiddush, and that we actually say Veichulu by Tefillah. The only reason why we say Ve'yichulu, says Tosfos, by Kiddush is because there are family members that don't say Ve'yichulu, they don't have a Ma'ariv, and they're supposed to say Ve'yichulu at by Kiddush, so we say Veichulu to be Moitzi them, even though we already said it by Ma'ariv. Furthermore, says there's a very big machlokes Rishonim. What is the Chiyuv Daraisa? Some say that the Chiyuv of Kiddush is a Chiyuv Daraisa, but that Chiyuv Daraisa one could fulfill by davening. And therefore, Kiddush Alayayin is only Midrabonin. There are other that disagree and say that the Chiyuv of Kiddush Alayayin is a Daraisa. And the Ramban explains, since the Torah goes out of the way to say, Zochres Yoyim HaShabbos L'Katshoy, the Torah says that we should be Zochres Yoyim HaShabbos L'Katshoy. How do we fulfill that? By saying Kiddush and remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us. But then the Ramban gives a different explanation. He says that just like the halacha is at the beginning of a month, at the beginning of a Yovel year, the halacha is Bezin has to proclaim Kadosh, that this is a holy year, so too do we, as Shabbos begins, have to make that declaration. As continues the Gemara, Ein li ela b'yoy, so I would know that this halacha only applies by day. B'layla menayin, how do we know that there's a chiv to say Kiddush by night as well? Tamaloymer, Zoch Hashem Shabbos l'katshoy. Ask the Gemara, B'layla menayin, so the way this Gemara is reading, that the primary chiv Kiddush is by day, and we're learning from here that we also have to say it by night. Ask the Gemara, but the truth, it's the opposite is the truth. Adirabba, Ike Kiddush Balailu. The main time to make Kiddush is at the evening. The Kikadush Yoma, Tchilas Yoma, as we just explained, when night comes, when Shabbos begins, Boil Kedusha, we have to announce it's Kedusha. So the Gemara here seems to think that the Kiddush of day is more Chiyuv. Here we see, certainly the Svara teaches us that the Kiddush that we recite at night is more important. The Su, furthermore, we learned in the Braisa, Belayla Minayin, the Braisa asked the question, how do we know that we should say Kiddush by night? So the Gemara, Tamalayim is Yochers Yoyim. So asked the Gemara, Tana Mahada Laila. The Tana is trying to discover a source how we know that we have to make Kiddush by night. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk, the Kanosim L'Kradi Yomama. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk that speaks about Kiddush by day. Says the Gemara Hachikomer. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Katshoy. From here we learn, Zochreyu Alayayim B'Knisosoy. As Shabbos begins, we have to mention the Shabbos. Einli Ela B'Nayla. But if I only had this Pasuk, I would only know that we have to make Kiddush by night. Miyoy Menayim. How do we know that we have to also make Kiddush by day? Tamalaymer. That's why we have the Pasuk Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Katshoy. So the Magen Avraham points out that according to the opinions that Kiddush is only a Chiyuv Derabbanan, says the Magen Avraham, we could be Yoytze the Chiyuv Kiddush just by Tefillah. And there's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger that says that not only can we be Yoytze just with Tefillah, but just by saying Good Shabbos, Shabbos Atava, that's also a way that we could understand that now that we mekayim the mitzvah Kiddush Daraisim. And in fact, based on this, Rabbi Kiva Eger explains, we have a real question. If you have a family with a person who's making Kiddush has already davened Ma'ariv. And as we just learned, most Rishonim are of the opinion that if you daven Ma'ariv, you mekayim mitzvah Kiddush Daraisa. If the Chiyuv Kiddush on women is also a Chiyuv Kiddush Daraisa, so now we have a real issue. The person, the man who's making Kiddush, was Yoytze already the Chiyuv Daraisa by davening. He now only has a Chiyuv Derabbanan. But the people who haven't davened Ma'ariv, the wife, the other people who perhaps haven't davened Ma'ariv, only a Chiyuv Derabbanan, have a Chiyuv Deraisa. Somebody who has a Chiyuv Deraisa can't be Moitzi somebody who has a Chiyuv Deraisa. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what one should do when he comes home from shul Friday night, it's the right thing to do anyway, is to say Good Shabbos to his wife. By saying Good Shabbos to his wife, So she responds Good Shabbos. So now, as the Magen Avraham, as Rabbi Kivayger just taught us, she was also Yoitza Hachiv Kiddush Daraisa. And since she was also Yoitza Hachiv Kiddush Daraisa, so they're both equal, they're both equivalent. They only have a Chiv Darabonon, and now he'll make Kiddush Darabonon, and she'll be Chayiv Darabonon, and one can be Moitzi the other. There's another question. In terms of making the Kiddush, we're learning that it has to be Zechreyu Alayayin, at least with Rabbanan. So obviously somebody has to drink from that wine. Who is the one that has to drink from the wine? So the Shulchan Aruch brings to that, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yudalid, brings two opinions. One opinion is that everybody who's sitting at the table, you don't have to have the person who made the Bar Pir Goffin drink the wine. Somebody who's at the table could be Yoitza the Chiyuv. But now the question is, does one person have to drink Maloy Lugmav? One of the people who's being Yoitza with the Kiddush has to drink Maloy Lugmav? Or if we have all of the people together drinking a Revius, even though there's no one individual who drank Maloy Lugmav, between all of them they drank a Revius, it's good enough. So Machloikis of the Goinim, and the opinion of the Goinim is that by Kaiser Kiddush, the person who made the Kiddush shall at least drink Mloy Lugmav. The Shulchan Aruch says that L'chatchila, we should be makbid, that the person who made the Kiddush should be the person who drinks Mloy Lugmav. And then he also says, Mitzvah Min HaMufchor, that everybody who is being Yoitza with the Kiddush should drink from the Kiddush wine. We learned Zechrei Olayayin, that way we're Mekayim, the mitzvah Zechira, is with Kiddush. And the reason we say we yoitzu with that is because that we're announcing on Yayin, which is the thing that's used for Shira, that's how we say Kiddush. So, and as we said, the Chulu is already recited in Shemon Esrei. It's only repeated by Kiddush because there are people who might not have said Shemon Esrei. So now the question is, if the Yichul is already recited during the Shemon Esrei, we know after the Shemon Esrei, by Ma'ariv, we repeat the Yichulu. So Taisus asks, why? So Taisus answers, because when Yontif falls on Shabbos, we don't have Yichulu as part of the Nusach of the Shemon Esrei. So then we have to say the Yichulu. And because of such a Shabbos, we always say the Yichulu. Another explanation that the Sefer Hamani gives is because there may be people who can't pronounce Vayichulu, and with davening Ma'ariv, there is no Chazoros or Shatz by Ma'ariv, so that's why we all should say Vayichulu, and the Baal Tefila says it out loud, and he's Moitzi somebody who can't say it himself. The Agos Maimonides says, we're supposed to say Vayichulu on Shabbos three times, because in the Parsha Vayichulu, the word Asher appears three times, and that's why we should say Vayichulu every Shabbos three times. Here we learned that halacha, that Kiddush should be made on wine. So I saw a beautiful pshat that why we're so interested in Kiddush being made on wine. We know that the grapevine is a vine that needs to be supported by beams that it should be able to stand up. So the point explained the Mefarshim of doing so is that as we begin Shabbos, and as we begin Shabbos and we're going to say Kiddush on the wine, we are announcing that we recognize that our entire success, our entire Kedusha, which Shabbos very, very much represents, depends on the Schus Ovis. It depends on the previous generations on whom we are relying. And only by being able to rely on our previous generations can we attain Kedusha. Ask the Gemara, B'yoy Mai Mevorech. So ask the Gemara, what is the proper bracha to be recited by the Kiddush by day? Amar Yehuda, the entire Kiddush by day is just saying Bar Pri Agofen. And as I saw the Rishonim, the Rashbam, quoting the Shultas, explains, because we know, as we just quoted, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei, Omer Aleph, teaches us Ein Oimrim Shira Ela HaYayin. So we start the day meal by saying a Kiddush. And again, the Rashbam explains, there's a point in making Kiddush by day. The reason we make Kiddush by day is to differentiate between a meal that's eaten during the week and a meal that's eaten on Shabbos. On a meal that we eat on Shabbos, we begin with a Kiddush. Moreover, as the Ran tells us, as we discussed in our previous year, that Kvoid Yoim Shabbos takes precedence over Kvoid Laila. And the way we're able to demonstrate that is by starting the meal with making a Kiddush. That is a very big discussion in the Paiskim. Certainly by Shabbos meal by day, the second meal of Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. What about, and drink wine? What about by Shal Shudas? So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. He says, all three meals in Shabbos, Tzorach L'Kvoya El Yayin. In other words, the Rabbeinu Yoin explains that the opinion of the Rambam is that even before Kiddush, that even before Shal Shudas, you're supposed to make Kiddush. The Rosh disagrees, and he says you only make Kiddush before the day meal. Because the Rosh says that Yoim and Laila, in our Gemara we see that the Torah connects the Kiddush by day and the Kiddush by night. By night we only make Kiddush once. There's only one meal at night. So too by day do we make Kiddush only once. The Kess of Mishnah, this says that the Rambam agrees that you don't make Kiddush before the second meal, but the Rambam holds that before Shal Shudas, but that the Rambam holds that during some point, during Shal Shudas, the halacha is that you should drink wine. That there's a chiyuv Kiddush, there's a chiyuv of Zochus Yom Shabbos, Zochrei Ol HaYayin, and the halacha is drink wine during Shal Shudas. The Shulchan Aruch in Eirach Chaim Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph Siftalad Paskins that you don't have to make Kiddush by Shal Shudas. The Mishnah Brewer there in Sifkotn Chaf Aleph tells us Toiv Lahad Levarach Al Yain Toich Suda, that even though one doesn't have to recite Kiddush before Shal Shudas, one should try to fulfill the opinion of the Rambam, that the Rambam just taught us that we should make Kiddush during that meal. And since the Rambam says we should make Kiddush during that, we should drink wine during that meal, during the Shal Shudas, we should drink some wine. There are others that disagree. There's a question, how much wine do you have to drink to fulfill that requirement? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's opinion was that even if you just drink just a little wine, and it's enough, Timim Makayim, that obligation. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Ikola L'Mechuza. Rav Ashi once came to the city of Mechuza, Omale, and they gave him the honor of Ligdush Lamar. You should make Kiddush on our behalf. Ligdush Lamar Kedusha Rabbah. You should make the Kedusha Rabbah. The Kedusha Rabbah, Kiddush by day, is called Kedusha Rabbah. And the question is, why is it called Kedusha Rabbah? One, the Rashbam explains that because by every Kiddush we make a Bari Priya Goffin, so it makes sense that here too we should make, that should be the Nusach HaBrocha. And that's, since every Kiddush has a Bari Priya Goffin in it, that's why it's called Kedusha Rabbah. The Ran explains it's Loshen Sagi Nor. What does it mean? Because it's really not a major Kiddush. All we're doing is just making a Bari Priya Goffin. So in order not to embarrass it, we use this kind of wording, Kedusha Rabbah. Other Rishonim explain that since all mitzvahs we make a bracha bar priya gofen, by havdalah, by brichas nesuin, by bris milah, so that's why the bar priya gofen is considered kedusha rabbah. I saw another pshat from the Emri Emes. The Emri Emes explains that we know that the Torah was given on Shabbos, and as soon as Klal Yisrael heard on Shabbos when the Aseres Dibros were given the words Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Kachoy, and they understood Zochrei, as we're learning in our Gemara, that comes to teach us Zochreu Al Yayin. So what did they? And this was Shabbos by day. So what did they all do? They went home and made Kiddush on a cup of wine Zochreu Al Yayin. So it turns out that the first Kiddush that was ever made was a Kiddush that was made by day, by reciting by the Priyagofet. So that's why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah. So again, it says the Gemara of Ashi Iklabe, Imchuza Amle Lindishmad Laman Kiddusha Rabbah, Havle, they gave him a cup of wine. Sover, Mainihu. Rav Ashi was not quite certain what did they mean when they said Kiddusha Rabbah. Amma, Michti, Kala Brachas Kulan. He says, one thing I know, that whenever we have to make a bracha, Bari Priya Gofen Amri Beresha. First you say Bari Priya Gofen. And I'm a Bari Priya Gofen, and that's what he did. He made a Bari Priya Gofen, the Agudbei. And what he did was, he stretched it out to see if anybody's going to start drinking right after the Bari Priya Gofen. If he'll see somebody drinking from the wine immediately after he says Bari Priya Gofen, that will be a clear indication to him that that's the entire bracha. If he sees that nobody sits down to drink, he'll know that you have to say by day the rest of the nusach that we say Friday night. Says the Gemara, Chazi Lusava, he saw there was an elderly person, the Gochem Vishasi, that immediately bent down to drink. So he saw that that means that the entire Kiddush is just the recitation of Bar Priya Gochem. Kare Anafshi, so he said about himself, HaChochav Eina Baroshai. I'm obviously very smart to know that all the Kiddush by day was able to figure out is only a Bari Priya Gofen, is only Bari Priya Gofen. So Tysus asks, Dere Maskel Hava, how could somebody have drank from their cup before Rav Ashi drank from his cup? Doesn't the Gemara Masechta Brachos that Mem Zayinam and Aleph teach us, Einem Asubim Rishoyim Litoim, that nobody could drink from the wine, Achiyitam HaMavarech? So Tysus gives the Teretz that that's talking about bread. Nobody could take a taste of the bread before the person who made the Bari Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz does so first. There is no such halacha by wine, and therefore the people who are being yotze in my kiddush could drink from their wine before me. But Tysus says that this distinction that he wanted to say between bread and wine, the Yerushalmi doesn't seem to agree. And the Yerushalmi says that this halacha applies under all situations. And therefore he says a different teretz. When is the halacha that nobody could drink before the person who made Kiddush drinks? That's if everybody's drinking from that cup of wine from which the person made Kiddush is drinking from. But if everybody has their own cup of wine in front of them, then the halacha is that they could drink even before the person who made the bracha drinks. And that's what happened here. Another pshat that the Rosh suggests is that it's not that this person actually drank from the wine before he drank from the wine. That is not halachically permissible. But Rav Ashi saw him taking the cup and getting prepared to drink. That was a raya to him that you could drink, that the Bari Priya Gofen is the entire bracha. Another pshat that Tosfos in Masechta Brachos suggests is that this Zaken saw that Rav Ashi had this dilemma. And he wanted to help Rav Ashi out because he saw Rav Ashi didn't really know what is the proper Nusach HaBracha. So what he did was he purposely drank from the wine to show Rav Ashi that's the entire Kiddush. If that was his purpose, he's allowed to drink before Rav Ashi drank. Another Pshat that the Meiri suggests is that a Zaken Muflag, a very special person, this halacha, that nobody could drink before the person who makes the bracha drinks, it doesn't apply to Zaken Muflag. Another point Tysus makes, that the people who are Yotze Kiddush don't all have to drink from the cup that the person who made Kiddush drank from. If they have wine in front of them, they can be Yotze that Chiv as well. The halacha is that you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda, and the halacha by Shabbos by day, as we've been discussed earlier in the Masechta, is by Shabbos, by halacha Friday night, that you have to have Kiddush b'suda, makom suda. So too is the halacha Shabbos by day, you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda. He says, the Shmir Shabbos Kulchasoy quotes the Brisker Rav, who said that even though Kiddush by Laila the halacha does not require that everybody who's being yotze with that kiddush should drink from the kiddush wine. By day, quoting the Brisk Rav, he says that everybody has to drink. And he explains why. He says, by night, we say a whole nusach on the kiddush. And since we say a whole nusach on the kiddush, that's why it's enough that it's obvious that it's a kiddush, and therefore we don't need that every participant should drink from the wine. By day, all we're doing, as we just learned in the Gemara, is just say Bar Pri Hagafen. Since all we do is just say a Bar Pri Hagafen, the only way it's really noticeable that I'm doing it L'shem Kavod Shabbos is by everybody drinking from the wine. But I saw that the Shal's Tshuva is Chelkes Yaakov. Oyer Chaim, Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel, says that that's not necessary. It isn't required that everybody who's yotze with the Kiddush should drink from the Kaddish for wine. And so too was the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Brura makes a very important point. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Resh Pei Tes, Sivkot and Beis, teaches us that a lot of people, before they make Kiddush, just say, Al Kei Berich, as Yom Shabbos L'Katshoi. He says that that's inappropriate, because that's not a full pasuk. And the halacha is that one is not supposed to say any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, we shouldn't say. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you should say the entire bracha. Darach HaShulchan disagrees, and Darach HaShulchan says you could just say Al Kein Berach, and it's not an issue. And Darach HaShulchan explains, because we're not saying that because we want to quote a pasuk. Indeed, when somebody wants to quote a pasuk, he has to say the entire pasuk. We're only saying the pasuk because we want to introduce the kiddush. Since the entire purpose is just to introduce the kiddush, the halacha is we could start by Al Kein Berach. The Reb Chaim Brisker says that if we look in the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Tes Halacha Yud, the halacha is Mitzvah levarach al yayim b'yayim b'shabbos kodim shi'isat suda shniya v'zeh nikra kodesh rabba. So he says, you should make a bari pri agofen. So he says, Rav Chaim Brisker says that one Shabbos by day, the kiddush should only be a bari pri agofen, and he shouldn't say anything else. Because he says, our Gemara just taught us that the kiddush that's said by day is kedusha rabba. And as we explained, what did the Gemara mean when it said it was Kedusha Rabbah? That all we do is just say Bari Pri Hagafen. So if we're going to do anything else that and start saying other parts, that's going to not be Kedusha Rabbah. And therefore, the halacha is, said Reb Chaim Brisker, that on Shabbos by day, we should only say Bari Pri Hagafen and not anything else. Yeah, so the Gemara said that he said from him, Karlei HaChacham Einai Bereishai. So we see from here, says the Shas Chuvas Lechem Sharim, as we said earlier, that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, because maybe he had already been Yotze Kiddush. If he was waiting to eat, it must be that he had not eaten at all. Says the Gemara, Amri Bei Rav Chia, Mishlo Hivdom Matzah Shabbos, if somebody did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, Mavda Bahalach, Kol Shabbos Kuli can make Havdalah during the week. Ask them about Kama. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zera, Ad Revi B'Shabbos. You can make Havdalah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They are still connected to the previous Shabbos. From Wednesday and on, it's already connected to the coming Shabbos, and it's too late to make Havdalah for the previous Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kiha, the Yosser Rav Zera Kameder Rav Asi, Barmer Rav Asi Kameder Rav Yochanan, the Yosser Kama, Linyan Gittin. The same thing is regarding a get. The halach is Chad B'Shapsa, Trey V'Tlosa, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Basa Shapsa considered the continuation or connected to the previous Shabbos. And therefore, if somebody said to his wife, I am divorcing you with the condition that you give me something after Shabbos, if she gave it to him until Tuesday, they're considered divorced. The get is a valid get, but if she gave it to him after Tuesday, from Wednesday and on, then the condition has not been met. And if the condition has not been met, it's not a valid kedushin. And furthermore, he says, Wednesday, Thursday, and Erev Shabbos are all considered Kamish Apsa, are all considered connected to the next week. And if he said to his wife, I'm giving you this get, I'm Nasha Titanli Kaidim Shabbos, it has to be delivered Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Otherwise, it's too late. And as I saw, the Karban Asanal explains. Wednesday, a person gets the nefesh of his neshama, of his new neshama that he's going to receive on Shabbos. Thursday, he gets the ruach. And Friday, he gets the neshama. And then on Sunday, the neshama goes away. On Monday, the ruach goes away. And on Tuesday, the nefesh goes away. And therefore, that is what we have to do every day. That is the way we have to look at the week. And therefore, says the Maram Chalava, based on this Gemara, that if somebody, the halach is that every Shabbos we're supposed to do Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum, we're supposed to do Ma'av Sedra, the halach says, the Maram Chalava calling the Rebbeinu Tzrafasim, if you, as long as you finished by Tuesday night, then you're fine. Because as our Gemara just said, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are still connected to Shabbos. The Torah disagrees. That Torah says that even though our Gemara just said that it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are connected to the previous Shabbos, but since Shabbos afternoon, we already begin reading a new parasha, so therefore you have to be finished Shnai Mikvech Targum by Shabbos Mincha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yaakov Eidi, Avaloy Alor. If somebody did not make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, then you're making Avdol Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can't say Bari Mare'esh. Only on Matzah Shabbos do we make a Bari Mare'esh, because we learned earlier that the reason we say Bari Mare'esh on Matzah Shabbos is because fire was created on Matzah Shabbos, and therefore it's too late that you, after Matzah Shabbos, to make a Bari Mare'esh. And similarly, the halacha is, says the Torah and the Beis Yosef, that you only make a Bari Mina B'samim on Matzah Shabbos. Because the purpose of the Mari Bari Mina B'samim is when the Neshama Yisera goes away. The Neshama Yisera goes away Matzah Shabbos. Sunday, it's too late to make a Bari Mina B'samim. Says the Gemara. Amar Abruna Marav, Hanoitel Yodav, if somebody intended to washes his hands to eat bread, and then before Kiddush, the halach is lo yikadosh. He should not make Kiddush after he washed his hands. Because the Kiddush would be a hefset between the washing the hands and the eating the bread. And we know that the halach is takev l'netilas yadayim suda. Right after you wash your hands, you have to eat the meal. And therefore, you should not be mafsik. The halach is that you should not be mafsik with the Kiddush between the Avdol, between the washing hands and Avdol. The Kenomer of Adbar Havam Rav, Notel Yodov, if somebody washed his hand, Lo Yikadesh, the halacha is he shouldn't make Kiddush. However, say the Rishonim, that's only if somebody's making Kiddush ala Yayin. But if you're making Kiddush on bread, of course you can wash your hands. Furthermore, if this is only by night, where, as we're learning, the Nusach of Kiddush at night is quite a lengthy bracha. But as we've just been discussing, by Kiddush by Yoyim, all we do is just say Bari Pri Agafen. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that that's not considered a hefsek, and you can say the Bari Pri Agafen before you eat the Maitzi. Amalur of Yitzhak by Shmuel by Masa. Akati Lai Nach Nafshi the Rav. Rav has not passed away yet. And we've already forgotten what he's taught us. Zimna Sagin, he says, I was in front of Rav many times when he made Kiddush. Zimna Chaviva Le Rafta, and many times he wanted to eat bread. And because he wanted to eat bread, Mekadish Arifta, he would make Kiddush on bread. Zimna Le Chamra, and sometimes he enjoyed wine, Mekadish Chamra. And therefore, since we see there were times they made Kiddush on bread, that it's a raya, he wanted to say, that you could always wash before Kiddush. And washing is not considered a hesach hadas, and therefore, even if you're going to make Kiddush on wine, washing Kiddush, and then a moitzi, is not considered a hefsek. And that's why the halacha lemaisa is that if somebody, says the Rashbam, washed netil shadayim before kiddush, then he makes kiddush. Even if he made kiddush on wine, and then he makes the amaitzi, it's not considered a hefsik, and he need not make another, and he need not wash his hands again. Tosfos, of course, asked the question. He says that maybe if you're going to make kiddush on bread, I could understand that halacha. But why, if you make kiddush on wine, is it not considered hefsid? So he says that's Tosfos' question. However, the Rashbam says that certainly the proper thing to do is to make kiddush on wine before netilas yadayim, because you don't want to have this question, is it considered a hefsik? Moreover, the Rashbam says, from this Gemara it's very clear that you can make kiddush on bread. But the Rashbam points out that even though kiddush can be recited on bread, havdalah cannot be cited on bread. And the Tosfos and the Rosh explain, because every time we say kiddush, we're obligated to eat a meal. As the Maram Chalava extends that, we know by kiddush there's a halacha of kiddush b'makom suda. So therefore, kiddush can be said on bread. There is no halacha by havdalah of havdalah b'makom suda, or that when you make havdalah you have to eat a meal. And therefore, the halacha is that havdalah cannot be made in bread. The Chinuch takes this a step further. He says kiddush is recited either Friday night. So a person is hungry Friday night. That's when his meal after Shabbos, that's when his night meal is. A person is certainly hungry Shabbos by day. That's when the meal that he's going to eat by day is taking place. He hasn't eaten till then. So that's why kiddush can be said on bread. Havdalah is recited at night. And therefore, since Havdalah is recited at night, there's no obligation to eat at night. Yes, there's an obligation to eat Malva Malka, but it's not the same as the Suda Shabbos. And therefore, kiddush, therefore, havdalah can't be set on bread. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Huna Marav, Tom, if somebody ate something before kiddush, even if he did it by accident, even if it was a small amount, ena mekadosh. According to the Rashbam and Tosfos, that means he can't make kiddush the night because he did the wrong thing by eating before kiddush. The halacha is that he loses out the kiddush by night and he makes kiddush only by day. Ask the Gemara. Tom, what happens if somebody ate something before he made Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos? Masha Yavdal. Can he still make Havdalah afterwards? Amalei, so Rav Huna said, Ani Omer, I say Tom Mavdal, that if somebody ate something before he made Havdalah, he could still make Havdalah. We don't treat Havdalah the same as Kiddush. And the simple explanation that the Mefarshim gives is because the chiv of Kiddush is a chiv deraisa. So if somebody ate before he made Kiddush, we treat it much stricter than somebody who ate before Havdalah, where the chiv of Kiddush is not, where the chiv of Havdalah is not deraisa. But he said, Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi's opinion was, Tom, that if somebody ate before Havdalah, ate a Mavdal, he can't make Havdalah. He should make Havdalah tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Rav Yemi Ba'aba Ikla Lebe Rav Asi. Rav Yemi Ba'aba once came to the home of Rav Asi, Ishtal of a Tamidi. He forgot himself and he ate something before Havdalah. So the Rishonim Tosfos asks a question. There's a very famous Gemara that Hashta Behemta Shal Tzadikim and a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Tekol Al Yodam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the animals of tzaddikim that they shouldn't eat something which they're not allowed to eat. Tzaddikim atzmam loikoshkein. Certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim. So if that's the case, as Tosfos the Rimaskel Ishtali, how could it be that Rav Yimri Ba'amo ate before he made Havdalah? So Tosfos answers that this rule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim from not eating something not kosher is on the food itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects that they shouldn't eat food which is not kosher. Here the food was kosher food. It's only a question of timing that you're not supposed to eat at that time. The rule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim only applies on the food, not on the timing. So Eshtov Tamidi, he forgot him and he ate something before Avdolah. Havlei Kasa for Evdol. So they gave him a cup of wine to say Avdolah. Amalei Dvisa. So the wife of Avasi said to Avasi, V'amala Avarhachi, you said Tom and him Avdol. So how do you give him now the opportunity to make Avdolah? Amalei Shafke, leave him. He can make Avdolah because Karabi Sfirle, he holds like his Rebbe Rav that said, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that even if you ate before Avdolah, you could still make Avdolah. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel, Tom, if somebody ate before Kiddush, ain't a Makadish. Tom, if somebody ate something before Ma'avdolah, ain't a Ma'avdol. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel, Tom, Makadish. If somebody ate something before Kiddush, he's still allowed to make Kiddush. Tom, Ma'avdol, if somebody ate something before Avdolah, he's allowed to make Havdolah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Tom, if somebody ate something before Kiddush, Mekadish, you can make Kiddush afterwards that night still. Tom, if you ate something before Avdolah, Mavdol, or Mishalai like Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, so you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, Mekadish V'Hilah Kol Yom Kula, you can make Kiddush all day Shabbos, Ad Matzah Shabbos. Or Mishalai Hivdol B'Matzah Shabbos, and if somebody didn't make Kiddush on Matzah Shabbos, Mavdol V'Hilah Kol Shabbos Kulay, he can make Kiddush or he can make Kiddush till Wednesday. The Mishnah Brewer, however, says that if somebody forgot to make Kiddush or didn't make Kiddush Friday night, that we're learning that you can make Havdalah or you can make Kiddush all day Shabbos, says the Mishnah Brewer, but when you make Kiddush Shabbos by day, you don't say V'yichulu. You only say V'yichulu when you make Kiddush Friday by night.